90-year-old Margaret Keenan was the first patient in the world to receive the Pfizer vaccine, or as the Queen put it, sure she was. That's from Jimmy Fallon, and that was the topic of the late-night shows. Trevor said, on the other hand, she's the only person in the whole country who's now safe to go out, so she's going to be hitting the club like, woo, where are all my party girls at? Seriously, where is everybody? James Corden said, just in time, she has plans to go see the Chainsmokers live next week. Fallon, the UK vaccine underwent rigorous testing. Apparently, Gordon Ramsay would try every version and then berate the scientist. And Fallon said, yeah, the vaccine is starting in the UK and then coming here. But your one annoying friend will be like, I actually like the original British version better. It's just nuanced and way more subtle. Colin Quinn spoke to Vulture about comedy nerds. He says, I love them because they listen more. I don't think they see it as cool. If they do, they should stop right now. Comedy is not cool. Wait, what? Why am I sitting in the basement reading comedy stories? Comedy is not cool. I hate when it's cool. It ruins comedy for me. It's the oldest principle in the world. Trying to talk to a girl and slipping on a banana peel or whatever. It's for people who want to be cool. Then you fall apart and go, oh yeah, I forgot. I'm a loser. That's the essence of comedy in some way. That's why Rodney Dangerfield was so funny at his core, because he came up there and said, I don't get no respect. You don't get no respect either. That's what's funny about him. None of us get respect. That's why he's funny. I don't know. I feel like Dane Cook had some confidence on stage. My former coworker, humble brag, Jimmy Fox, felt like he had some confidence on stage. I don't know. We still doing that? I'm just a goofy comedian. I feel like there's some other comedians working a different side of the room there, Colin Quinn. From the Detroit Free Press, they spoke to Michael Costa about his new special, which you'll find on Comedy Central 11 o'clock on Friday. That special was filmed at Detroit's Gem Theater, hence the interest of the Detroit Free Press. But it was filmed a long time ago in November 2019 when we used to like go out and see people and stand near each other and go to comedy shows and stuff. Michael says, in some ways, it feels like I'm looking at a totally different person. And in some ways, I'm going, hey, this is really nice to just laugh at jokes that aren't about quarantining. He hasn't been on stage since the special was taped. Otherwise, he'd been doing comedy every day for the last 16 years. He says, people are going, hey, wait a second. You're talking about packing a trip for your special. We haven't done that in 15 months. But when I look back on the special, it just felt so free and happy and jovial at that time. And he added, a good joke is a good joke no matter what's happening, what time it is, or what language it's in. Again, Comedy Central, 11 o'clock tomorrow. He also spoke about his boss, Trevor Noah. You know, Trevor, he hosts The Daily Show. I went into my Sarah Cooper delivery there. Like, let's see if I could do the Sarah Cooper thing and make Trevor sound like he's the worst person in the world. Not that Sarah's the worst person in the world. Her comedy's pretty far down there, but she's nice. All right, I lost the bit here. What was I doing? I was doing Trevor Noah, Sarah Cooper style. You know Trevor Noah. He took over The Daily Show for Jon Stewart. See, I just made it sound like he sucks. No, I actually really like Trevor Noah. Michael Costa said about Trevor, it is excellent, wonderful that we push for different voices in comedy. To this day, when you flip through the broadcast network late shows, it's a white male, white male, white male. That's one thing that Trevor's done so wonderfully, is sharing his point of view on the world from a perspective a lot of people aren't familiar with. That's helpful and great for comedy. GQ spoke to Trevor Noah. You know, Trevor, he hosts The Daily... No, stop. Trevor is still trying to explain America to itself. It's getting harder. That was their headline. And they wrote, after the killing of George Floyd on Memorial Day, Trevor uploaded an 18-minute cell phone video to YouTube in which he walked through the series of events that had sparked national outrage and pain. Amy Cooper calling for the police on a bird-watching black man in Central Park, the shooting of Ahmaud Arbery as he jogged in Georgia, and then a Minneapolis police officer kneeling on Floyd's neck for 8 minutes. Trevor said, I don't know what made that video more painful for people to watch. The fact that the man was having his life taken in front of our eyes, the fact that we were watching someone be murdered by someone whose job is to protect and serve, or the fact that he seemed so calm in doing it, you know? One ray of sunshine for me in that moment was seeing how many people instantly condemned what they saw, and maybe that's because I'm an optimistic person, but I don't think I've ever seen anything like that, especially not in America. From Insider.com, Ellen DeGeneres has been revealed as the buyer of a $49 million Montecito estate. Wait till you hear who used to own this first. Let me tell you about the estate. It's fabulous. It's 4.3 acres. It includes five structures. They're tucked away behind walls and gates. There's a 9,000 square foot mansion, a guest house, a pool house, a detached garage, and a barn. So who did Ellen buy the $49 million Montecito estate from? Dennis Miller. Now, I can see where Ellen has $49 million to spend on a house. He's got a daytime TV show. You know, those pay well. How does Dennis Miller have $49 million? Like, he's had a nice career and he had a late night show at one point. He's got a national radio show, I think, or a podcast or something. Like, he's had a nice career, but has he had a $49 million career? Maybe he's just good at real estate and bought it when it was a rundown neighborhood in California. TheStranger.com wrote about guerrilla comedy in Seattle. Local stand-up comedian Joe Banning said, "It started last spring. I realized the comedy scene was kind of gone, so he created an open mic series that has migrated between parks and parking lots. The series does not have a name. It does not have a mailing list. It doesn't have an Instagram, and it certainly doesn't have a permit, but it does have a portable sound system, plenty of hand sanitizer, and a small but extremely devoted following." The writer says he stumbled across these events last week as he was jogging around Capitol Hill. He spotted an extremely suspect cardboard sign taped to a pole that said "Live Comedy Music." He tweeted a picture and continued on his way. A few minutes later, passed another sign, this time pointing down a darkened side street. There was a third sign with an arrow pointing into what looked like a totally empty parking garage. The writer says, "Whatever this is, I thought, it seems extremely dangerous." So in he went. At the back of the garage stood a circle of fewer than a dozen people listening to a comic tell a story. Now, I saw the tweeted picture of what this looks like. It looks like where you meet Deep Throat, who's going to tell you who killed JFK, if you've seen the Oliver Stone film. It's like creepy parking garage. As I approached, he beckoned me and started peppering me with questions. "I'm doing crowd work and you're the only crowd we have." And then riffed on his responses and making fun of him for looking around for flyers about whatever he just wandered into. "The weirdness of doing comedy during a pandemic is apparent throughout any of the shows. Performers exchange elbow bumps and lather their hands with Purell, and the microphone reeks of sanitizer. Wherever this falls on the risk matrix," says comedian John Banning, "it's probably no better or worse than outdoor dining." I had another note about the whole Bob's Burgers conspiracy, but I think I gotta skip that bit for today. That's your comedy news. Follow the show on Spotify, subscribe on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your shows. I'm Johnny Mac at DCN Pod on Twitter, facebook.com/dailycomedynews. Would love to hear from you what you think should be on the best of funny things, comedy, comedy specials, comedians, whatever, list for 2020 at DCN Pod, facebook.com/dailycomedynews. See you tomorrow.